Count that for me.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, any asshole with a book of matches can light a fire fresh. Make that sucker burn for days, I'll be impressed. Surfing a bash, the coach of bigot procreation. Baked in fanciful, then scurry up the grass to roll his marbles off the anthill. I know girth and good nature, but recognize absentee ballots and sappy ballads couldn't fill the void. It's James in the giant tugboat complex and he's annoyed.
No one's asking you to build an ark, brother.
Yeah, it's fashion, I'll find my own bullies to shake a finger at, then realign mine eyes in divine justice. Plus this uncontrollable laugh when those amber waves of rain finally crash. Brimstone, clone with legs and dim poems. 10 little zen crafts. Thinks cooperate like paper doll participant litigants. Picket well around a burner style clinic. Acid for the basics. pH imbalance to burn the malice. Martyrs faceless and fabricate day trips. I wanna be the halo that jumps off the brain of the genius who decided some pictures deserve brains.
God and I are on a first name basis.
Yeah, I call him God, he calls me Jesus. When I lost my religion, he fell to pieces. Blame, dragon, up Hell's Creek, interrupting a devil pageant. Starfighter settle into madness. I keep my ghoul spirit concealed until the warriors return to the Coney Island Wonder Wheel.
My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this. My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this. My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this.
Okay, tell me who you chill with and I'll tell you who you are. I walk a mile with a leash attached to your freak seminar. It's a modern sensation on the boulevards of maintenance to sweep your broken hopes under the rug, then hug the playpen. It's revolution, pushing through the loose pins at a straitjacketed maverick class in a bunk category. They had them parallel with the tattered glory division.
I could never drink dreams out of thermos.
With a whiskey afterburn, it's like 9 o'clock wake. I'm up. Spit obscenities, my girl ties on my cape, smoke a bone and work my deviltry. The clear days laced with a classic Mother Nature thunder chases set that got my paper crane's wings wet. Voyeurist amendments lack expansive coverage in the syllabus. I dance for chuckles while you man the keyhole grilling
coats.
I've done my chores according to God's schedule, with coffee holding the wheel and nicotine working the pedals. Metal edged cadence that tends to repel the bevel. Kettle screeching out the operetta. I live to autograph the iron curtain with dove's back feather pens. Spurting magma, cursed television earns the burdens of my Cleopatra. Minor, dispersed slap on the wrist for the tenants lacking arms to harbor the rarity of thick friendship. Sunk with a yes sir, chained to fatigued ankle. Leagues beneath the angle, I'ma call home till the rock beats the angels.
My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this. My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this. My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this. My mama told me there'd be days like this, days like this, days like this, days like this.
One of four.
At my offset hospital located in Long Island, New York. I am 6 foot, I weigh 200 pounds. I have brown hair and green eyes. I enjoy writing songs, painting, movies, and diner food. I have two brothers, Chris and Graham, and two parents, Paul and Amita. In August of 2001, I went crazy.
This was originally not for public consumption. This was made for four people. Four people that literally saved my life. They know who they are. I mean, I could live to be 1,000 years old and never repay them. I don't think this song repays them. But hopefully by putting it out, it'll push the thing a little further.
This ain't a burner by the whips.
No, it isn't.
This ain't even Aesop Rock Fly Earthworm demeanor.
No, it isn't.
My name is Ian Matthias Babbitts, and I was born in Long Island, New York, 76, before Graham and after Chris. Okay. In August of 2001, my seemingly splinter-proof brain bone scaffolding imploded. I kept it on the hush, but nearly tumbling to the cold hard concrete on mere bodega trips for cigarettes and soda shook me to Casper. Dizzy with a nausea chaser,
motor sensory eraser,
horror phobe, tunnel vision, guilt, self-loathing arrangement rose rapidly out of fog I'd never fished in. At a base, three separate foreign meds, while I was used to hook, line, and sinker, simple fishing.
Simple primitive self-taught easing of soul, mind, and body.
But the symptoms rejected my caveman modus operandi. So now it's one fish belly up through medicated mileage. Shrinks to get 250 an hour, awkward silence. And I'd be lying if I said all of this made even the slightest fragment of sense to me. That's real. Simply put, I don't know what happened or what's still happening. I literally feel like I'm teetering on the blunt edge of my sanity.
Jamie, I killed the robots and I'm sorry.
Broke down in front of you, embarrassed, but you lent a heart and hand that only you could. You're one of my best friends, and yes, I take that bullet for you. That's my word, which is about all I have left.
Tony,
I know you know I'm crazy, cause you told me, but that didn't ever bother you.
Nope.
I hold you as my brother till death, and I got your back. If ever the drunk goblin step for making a cat laugh when I was walking with the dead.
Catherine,
mother figure, older sister, concerned beyond limits, letting me know I wasn't the only one with this. Continuous offers for vacation Chicago visits, talked me through repair of a head full of broken pistons.
Raya,
for the late night movie rentals and a company I needed, and you knew it, but I just wouldn't admit it. Listen to me blab about my issues for hours, offer incredible advice, gave me a hug when I was finished.
Am I a jack of all trades?
Nope. I like to write songs though. Are they good? I don't know. But I can tell you that I only write shit down when I believe it.
So take this how you want, but no, I mean it. I want you all to know that I'm scared out my fucking crooked soul and never faced a monster like the last few months ever in my whole life. I wish I could explain this better, but the pieces won't formulate into anything even close to cohesive.
So I guess this is my feeble way to thank you.
Four soldiers that extended something sacred of the purity of kindness. I owe you all my life, and please don't argue with that statement. Cause without y'all, I may not have a life to offer. Take it.
Thank you. I wish I could explain this better. Thank you. I'm sorry for burdening your pleasures. Thank you. I love you all with all that's left of me. Thank you. For helping try to kill what made a mess of me. Thank you. And somehow, some way, thank you. I'm gonna get you back someday. Thank you. Just gotta figure this all out. Thank you. So.
I guess it is kind of funny when you look at it from a step back, how one man can literally buckle under the same pressures other men operate normally under. I have scoped this out from all angles multiple times. I have been over everything in my head until I can't think anymore. But I guess sometimes, when you can't breathe, there are people there to breathe for you. I am lucky enough to have those people around me. Thank you for helping me to not die. Thank you for helping me to not die.
Pocket full of pennies and a soul gone tilt. Cockpit full of memories and a drain full of guilt. Pocket full of pennies and a soul gone tilt. Cockpit full of memories and a drain full of guilt. Pocket full of pennies and a soul gone tilt. Cockpit full of memories and a drain full of guilt. Pocket full of pennies and a soul gone tilt. Cockpit full of memories and a drain full of guilt.